Joining us now in studio, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Community Development Coordinator Nate Carlson. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And Merry Christmas. This is probably the last time we'll talk to you before Christmas.
It's next week.
I know. Oh, Monday and Tuesday, Christmas Eve, Christmas
Sneaks
Day.
Up on you.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully you got all
Get
your shopping
ready.
Done. Yeah. If you don't have your shopping done, downtown Northfield is open for business.
Yes. All sorts of really fantastic and unique gifts, and I've always been just delightfully surprised when I walk into the different stores and see the uniqueness of the options that are down here, right down here in our downtown. You don't have to travel anywhere. Just a few steps.
There you go. Hey, speaking of Christmas parties, you have a, I don't know if I term it a party, but a little get-together.
Yeah, social happening this evening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the library atrium, just really to honor the current city council members and the work that they do all year long. And it's just a great opportunity to say thank you to a set of folks that, well, we usually are saying thank you to everybody else. So it's a good opportunity to just say thank you to those that have been serving.
Wonderful. Yeah. Before we get into Urban 3, we will in just a moment with Nate here. I want to ask you a question. And I don't know. This has been just late-breaking news. So I don't know if you have anything to comment on or have even taken much of a look at it. But a judge in Dakota County has ruled in favor of Northfield in Waterford's lawsuit concerning our annexation agreement that dates back to 1980. Have you had a chance? Has the dust settled on any of that yet? Or?
No, and I think Northfield News got the scoop on that even before the city of Northfield did. So we haven't received any official word yet. So we'll wait to hear what that says and look forward to how we can work together with Waterford as we move forward. I mean, I really value our friends and neighbors that reside outside our city limits as well as within our city limits. And together, that's what makes this place so special. And so working out our differences is really important, and this was one way that we moved forward to find a resolution to a set of differences that we had with Waterford. But still look forward to developing close working relationships and seeing how we can move forward together.
All right. All right. Let's move into Urban 3. There was a presentation yesterday at the White Center with a company called Urban 3 who is involved with, I'm trying to figure out how to describe this, economic development and such. And Nate, let's start off with just how this whole thing got started. They had done Northfield, I'm presuming, had contracted with them to do some study on our development?
Yeah, so the EDA hosted the two events on Monday and Tuesday where we showcased the work of Urban 3. The presenter was the principal of Urban 3, Joe Minicozzi, and he's an urban planner, imagining new ways to think about and visualize land use, urban design, and economics. And he founded Urban 3 to explain and visualize market dynamics created by tax and land use policies. And then the EDA commissioned the work primarily to provide community members with an alternative analysis on the Northfield's current land use and tax makeup. And we also used it as an opportunity to consider the Northwest area from a tax generating standpoint to see what types of analysis could be brought forward with that. So the goal of Urban 3, they change the way people think about cost of development, sprawl, and the value of land.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's the whole concept of, development, urban development, economic development has really morphed over time. And it's kind of surprising to see where the values are now as opposed to where they were and the result, I guess, of that. Did the information, you're in the business.
Yep.
Did the information that he gave yesterday, was that a surprise? Did you have any suspicions or was that new to you?
It was brand new to me. Just trying to figure out, I talk about tax base growth and diversifying the tax base. But you never really get down to the numbers on like a remedial level. And what they did is they took every tax parcel throughout the community and then broke it down by the square footage of the acreage that it could be using and kind of generating an efficiency metric. So, they compared our Cub and Target to that of downtown buildings, and you find that the downtown buildings, the way they were created and built, they're generating so much more tax base in an efficient way rather than a Cub or Target or a Walmart. You know, talking about big box, but then you get down to the point of, well, where had Northfield done that well historically? And of course, it's the downtown. So,
yeah, the downtown really has. The buildings have been there for well over a century now. They were built to last. They didn't have the 20-year plan and tear it down. They're built to last. So there's really probably, once you think about that, not that big of a surprise that they have more value than some of the other ones.
So one of the things that I saw, Jeff, on the pictures, the visuals that Joe provided, was that he showed, our downtown, but Oxens. And he was pointing out that, there's oxen in this picture. They didn't have cars. And look at the quality of the built environment that they were able to do back then that they didn't have the resources that we have today. And the quality of the architecture and the built environment so far exceeds some of the buildings that we put up today and really showed the importance of valuing that and the importance and what the financial benefit to the community is from the 1800s, 1900s, from people that they were putting up amazing buildings and they've stood the test of time and we should be learning from that.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other things that you learned and can I guess use in a practical sense as as a tool as we continue to develop our city both from an urban planning and an economic development standpoint. What are some of the other things that you kind of latched on to, Nate?
Wait, it's the cost of doing business as a city that really struck me. The way Joe framed the city as a corporation, we are a legal corporation, we have a charter and everything. He said there's not much different between his business and the city except for the ownership makeup. And what struck me was, he said, Ziggy Wolf knows exactly how much Harrison Smith uses for the towel, but do we know exactly how much it costs for the pipe on a daily, the sewer and the water pipe on a annual basis, how much it takes to keep that up? I mean, he said the first step that we could do is just measure out exactly how much road, how much pipeline, and everything. How much does the city cost to run everything? And what services are we providing so that we can really get a good foothold and figure out costs going forward?
Yeah, I found that interesting as well, that we really, I guess, don't. And, Mayor, I'll turn things back to you. Is that something that's going to become a priority? Do we have historically any statistics or any information of that nature?
I'm sure Dave Bennett, our city engineer, knows that probably far more intricately than either Nate or myself. But I know he's got miles. He's got the exact miles of streets, pipes, and everything that are in the ground. I think just quantifying and making sure that we've got the resources to repair all of that, knowing the condition of the infrastructure that's already here and how we are going to cover the cost of it is just really wise. And I think Joe did just a great job of highlighting the numbers are out there. We just have to take a moment to look at them and making sure that we're doing data-driven decisions. We're being wise about it and quantifying what's already here and how do we move forward and cover the cost of it.
That's what I really took out of it. I liked how he did that. Get all the information. Have your decisions be made on real data. He didn't really offer solutions, just said when you can figure out when you go to figure out a solution, use real information to make that, not just emotional information, not just irrational stuff that people may think about a certain problem or a certain type of building or anything. Really like that part of it.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've been learning throughout my time on the council is that anytime you put in a road, there's a sunk cost to that, but it's not a one-time cost. It's something that's you're gonna see over and over throughout the years as it wears down, deteriorates. You got to take care of it. And so the more that we can utilize the existing infrastructure or density, right, the more that we build up and utilize less infrastructure to meet the needs of the city, it's financially is far better for our community than if we extend infrastructure out, say, a mile out or half mile or quarter mile, whatever it is, right, to meet the needs of one business or something like that. He showed some good examples of some other cities where he's really developed and looked at the data and pros and cons of what you're doing there in terms of extending infrastructure. You just really need to take the time to look at the sunk cost and the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He called it opportunity cost,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you're maximizing the use of your infrastructure and not expending dollars, community dollars, where it would be better spent elsewhere.
And another one of the things that he brought up concerning that is government's policy. Government's policy has led to all of this. Mm-hmm. Are we rewarding the wrong things? Do we need to change development, the rewards for developing in certain ways or so? Is that something that the city is going to be looking at in the near future?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to. I mean, the information that Urban 3 has provided really kind of speaks to changes. I think that's one of the other big things that I took away is maybe they didn't give direct solutions, but it's going to change the way we think about development. Certainly has changed the way I think about economic development, and I think that's going to have to carry forward in the policies of council, EDA, HRA, et cetera. So.
Well, if you look at the evolution of that, it really changed. World War II changed pretty much everything.
Yeah.
You can divide the city, just look at a map of the city, and what part was built before World War II, what part was built afterwards. Very obvious. We had just a massive shift in our thoughts about that. Now, having said that, that's been 70 years of development under kind of a different master plan than the Northfield started off with. Finding ways to kind of retrofit that and make sense out of everything, tying everything together. Who's got the answer to that one?
Creative solutions.
Yes.
Coming back to the drawing board time and time again to find out ways that we can make things work again, in a more productive manner. I think that's keeping that in mind, efficiency. From a land use perspective, are we taking that into consideration for all of our developments?
Now, getting that information, and by the way, how much is available to the public now, and where can they get that? Is there information? The things we're talking about was really fascinating. I wish we had a video of yesterday's presentation because Joe was very good at what he does. But is there information about?
Certainly, they can look up Urban 3 online. Mm-hmm. Simple Google will get you there to their website, and you can break that down. I also, if they wanted to contact me, they certainly can, and we can discuss kind of what we've been contracting with them. And we did create a video of yesterday's presentation, and we're hoping to get that uploaded by the end of the week, just slicing some things together. So, and then potentially the presentation itself we'll have. But certainly the EDA is going to be getting a report as the contract ends with Urban 3, and we'll have that discussion at our EDA meeting. So there's numerous ways that the public can find more information about Urban 3.
Yeah, good. And I would like to mention to the public, it's not nearly as boring as it sounds. I mean, it's kind of a dry subject that most people would kind of roll their eyes at. But, boy, that's really, really fascinating stuff. So if you have any interest at all in that, I would encourage you to look that up. Mayor, from the standpoint of city council and policy and such, where do you take it from here? What's going to be the next step? And, I guess we can kind of play out what you would like to see from this in 2019.
Yeah, well, I think that those are discussions still to be had. I think the level of information that Joe gave us is still sort of sinking in, I would say. But we are definitely going to be utilizing it when we're making policy recommendations on how to move forward, both at the EDA and the City Council, HRA as well. And I'm just really excited to have good quality information from which to make decisions.
And it's an interesting topic in that you have a lot of people that have different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Northfield is filled with diverse ideas and diverse people, and asking people to all of a sudden change everything they know, going to be an interesting way. But I shouldn't characterize it that way, portray it that way, because it is good information that we can use, and it's not going to be you know, a stunning cultural shift to the city or anything. So all good stuff.
No, and, you know, some people have been saying this information. They've been advocating for this for a really long time. Mm-hmm. I think Joe was just able to present it in such a way that some of the rest of us could grasp it and get a hold of it and see what people have been trying to communicate with us. So I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to bring people together and to hear the information and see how we can move forward together.
All right. Anything else you'd like to comment on those?
No, I was just astounded, as well as everybody else, that the work that they had done. And I think one thing as we move forward, I think if we can all begin with the data up front, that we can, you know, move into more debate about how we can develop. So I think it'll be a good thing.
Having some real numbers there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really makes a difference. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you for inviting us to the Urban 3 presentation yesterday. We really appreciate that. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. And if don't see a Happy New Year, I'm not sure what next week's going to bring. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with our Economic Development Coordinator Nate Carlson.